TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. If you're just tuning in, the big news of the day today, Dan Quinn did confirm Jaden Daniels was making progress but has not made enough. He will be out Sunday. It will be Marcus Mariota starting for the Commanders. It's the right move. It's hard to think long term, but it's the right move for the future of this franchise. So now we ask you, if you were Cliff Kingsbury, what is the game plan for Washington to beat Vegas with Mariota as QB1? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. What's the game plan for the Commanders to beat Vegas with Mariota as QB1? The question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So, yes, we are just 2 weeks into the 2025 NFL season for Washington, but something does not look right or feel right for the Commanders offensively. Part of that goes back to training camp. Terry McLaurin missed time. Washington also does not have the two starting running backs from last season. Eckler now injured for the year. Brian Robinson traded to the 49ers. They also don't have the two other leaders in pass catching for Washington at the wide receiver position outside of Zach Ertz at tight end when you consider Olamide Zaccheaus gone and De'Ami Brown gone. So with all of those losses and all of the time lost of training camp with Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels, I just feel like there's something missing with the offense. And now, 2 weeks into the season, there is some data that shows the blame for the offensive struggles and one area the Commanders can improve on and must improve on if they're going to win this weekend against Vegas. So I found this stat online. Josh Taylor posted about it from azsports.com. And it is the average separation score versus targets per route run in week two. In week two, Matthew Golden of the Green Bay Packers led the NFL in separation. We witnessed that, right? He was open, and then the entire Packers wide receiver core felt like was open. And then Tucker Kraft was wide the bleep open on a 57-yard catch and run. So we know defensively there were holes, and you have to clean that up. But what is eye-opening is, in fact, that Washington, as a unit, the Commanders' wide receiver core had the worst overall separation score in the league in week two, with Noah Brown having the best separation score for the Commanders. And he's barely in the positives. Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Lane were not able to create separation. That was an issue last year. So let's not act like it was not an issue at times last year. It absolutely was, especially during that three-game losing streak. The whole talk was, it's not Jaden's fault here. We obviously knew he was dealing with a bit of an injury, but a lot of it was the offensive line struggles and guys not getting open. And to me, it's not the talent. It's not the talent. We know Terry McLaurin is really talented. There's a reason he got paid $30 million. Deebo Samuel is super talented. I've even seen it firsthand 2 weeks into the season. It's the game plan from Cliff Kingsbury and not stretching the field. That's where you create the most separation when you get a step on the opponent on a deep pass downfield. That was the biggest thing in my mind that was missing. That was missing against the Packers. They could not stretch the field at all. It was a lot of quick hitters, right? And that's the way this offense works. I get it, right? Cliff, quick hits. He keeps his quarterback safe. But you have to be able to take deep shots. You have to create explosive plays. And it's so hard to do that if there's just no separation. And so this comes down to the play calls, in my mind, by Cliff Kingsbury. Because I think we have enough talented wide receivers to create separation. And I know Green Bay's defense is good, but they're not the 85 Bears. You have to call some longer developing plays and trust your offensive line. Well, it goes both ways. Because, yes, Cliff didn't call many long developing plays against the Packers. I really don't blame him, because Josh Connerly was getting beat off the snap every single play, it felt like. So he's seen the offensive struggles. Here's what Kingsbury said to the media. As far as Green Bay went, first off, you got to give them a lot of credit. I think that the defensive staff does a tremendous job there. They have really good defense, a talented defense, and they got after us. Any opportunities we had, we didn't seem to make the most of, but it's week two. Got to keep getting better. Got to keep learning. We haven't been together that much as a complete unit. He's kind of saying, look, there are no excuses, but the excuse I have is that my star wide receiver was pouting and held out all offseason. Well, now they have to get on the same page. They have to. They needed to get back to this week and actually practice and get out there. The problem is, it was not your starting quarterback, right? So that's got to be difficult for this offense to get right, but also make a change at the most important position in football. So if you ask me, how does Cliff Kingsbury get the offense going? To me, it's getting Terry McLaurin going. He's had, what, 75 yards in two games after coming off of a career high in touchdowns? A fantastic 1,000-yard season? Well, you got to get him an early touch. And I know from what we've seen, they have been feeding Deebo. But Terry is the bigger X factor because of his ability to stretch the field and accomplish that big hitter, the game-changing play. Like, Washington does not beat the Cincinnati Bengals last year without the big pass to Terry McLaurin. And you can consider the same thing in the playoff game against the Detroit Lions without the big explosive play made by a screen pass to Terry McLaurin. So you have to get the offense going, and I think the way you do that is by going to your number one weapon at wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, early in this game. And I keep going back to what Logan Paulson has told me. And Logan Paulson hosts the Take Command podcast, is on the official radio broadcast for the Commanders, was a longtime veteran tight end in this league and with Washington. And he said this all the time. He says, you know, people think, the average listener, the average fan of football thinks, all right, when the game starts, that's when the play starts with the players, right? But he feels like the game starts for each individual player the moment they first touch a football, right? That you get your first touch, and then all of a sudden, yeah, all right, the game was moving fast. Now I'm up to the speed of an NFL game. That's why he always felt like, yeah, the best teams go and give a quick screen pass to your number one wide receiver. Just get the ball into his hand so he feels like he's part of the offense, so he feels like he's part of the game plan. That's what Cliff Kingsbury needs to do Sunday against the Raiders. This first drive down the field has to feature Terry McLaurin. The whole first quarter has to feature Terry McLaurin. And then the defense will adjust, and then you go back to Terry McLaurin in the second half. I think that's the game plan for Washington Sunday. It's to get a great game out of Terry McLaurin. We know that Marcus Mariota can find Terry. He found Terry in the back of the end zone in Week 18 late in the fourth quarter to beat the Dallas Cowboys. So with the Raiders, they have a solid defense. They've got a great pass rusher in Max Crosby. And offensively, it's Geno Smith, who is an above-average quarterback who can burn you if you give him time in the pocket. He can also run and make some plays. But Ashton Jeanty is the biggest X factor for the Vegas Raiders that I am worried about. Brock Bowers is the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year last year, and you cannot sleep on what he can bring, even if he's not 100%. But Ashton Gentry, the Heisman Trophy winner, I just don't feel like we've seen him fully unleashed yet in a Raiders uniform. It's kind of like similar to what we have with Bill. I don't think that coaching staff fully trusts him to protect Geno Smith on passing plays, but on obvious running plays, yeah, they like to have Gentry back there. So it's going to be key, I think, for both of these starting running backs for both teams to make sure that they can protect the quarterback. That's how they stay on the field and become bigger X-factors for their team's success. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. There are NFL teams already pinning their playoff hopes on backup quarterbacks. Michael Phillips said if Washington's going to keep their playoff hopes alive, they need to win at home against the Vegas Raiders. I feel like if you're going to be a playoff team, you got to be 6-2 at home this season, and you have to beat the teams that you are supposed to beat, and that does include a team that struggled to win more than four games last season in the Vegas Raiders. We'll go around the National Football League right now with NFL hits.
Regular season matchup. Every head coach on the hot seat. The hit stories in the NFL. NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
So I'm trying to count, and Stubb, you can help me out here. I think five, maybe six backup quarterbacks are going to be forced into action already this weekend, which is crazy because it's just week three of the NFL season. We've seen this before. Backup quarterbacks are at a premium because teams are struggling to keep their starting quarterbacks healthy. And also part of that is I think some starting quarterbacks around the league should still be backups. It's just not the best quarterback play in the NFL like it feels like there used to be when I was growing up, and there was Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Brett Favre. And well, now you're going to get Geno Smith against Marcus Mariota, right? You're going to get Joe Flacco in a starting role. You're going to have Daniel Jones in his fourth team now against the number one overall pick, Cam Ward. And Bengals-Vikings will be the battle of the backups. That is Jake Browning against Carson Wentz. I would have never guessed that Carson Wentz would start another NFL game. I just never would have guessed it. I mean, he was so bad in Washington. It was like, why would you give this guy another shot? Why? Like, what are you thinking? Why would you ever do that? But there's just backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Everybody needs one. He spent 22 with Washington. Goes to L.A., backup Stafford for 2023. Last year, he makes it all the way to the Super Bowl without appearing in a game because he was the backup for Patrick Mahomes. Kind of found a great destination in Minnesota for this year because J.J. McCarthy was coming off of an injury. He gets injured again, and the guy from Raleigh, North Carolina, who then went on to star for North Dakota State, Carson Wentz, will be back in an NFL lineup as a team's starting quarterback. So there are backups galore around the National Football League. We know Justin Fields is going to be out, so we are looking at the Tyrod Taylor show against Baker Mayfield in the Jets-Bucks contest. So, and then you mentioned Marcus Mariota in for Jaden Daniels. It is incredible how many backup quarterbacks are going to play here. Is Brock Purdy going to be out this weekend, Stubbs?
I'm seeing it's not
confirmed. Is that confirmed?
It is technically TBD from what I'm looking at. It's turf toes, so I'd say it's pretty likely we're seeing Mac Jones again. I just can't believe Kirk Cousins is not starting quarterback with this many backups out there. I know there's like a whole money thing, but surely he's good enough to be playing, dude.
Well, he is good enough to be playing, but no team in their right mind is going to pay a backup quarterback that much money, right? Atlanta was stuck in this.
Is there no way?
Because Atlanta paid him that much money not to be the backup.
Part? I don't know enough about how contracts work to be like, can someone take on a partial bit of that money? Would Atlanta not want to do that? Or they just, we're already paying and we'll have him as the backup?
Well, you're not going to go into a situation where you have zero backup there.
Right.
They're going to want something serious in return, and nobody's going to pay for Kirk Cousins to then come in and play for three or four games. It's just his career in the NFL might just be now sitting behind Michael Penix for the next few years. There's just not an NFL team that's interested in trading for him. In fact, on Diana Russini's most recent podcast, Scoop City, she said that there are no interest around the NFL. This is what was said. There were some people around the league that I talked to that think Kirk Cousins is essentially done. I don't know if that's universal or not, but there has to be the right team, and right now there is not. So Ian Rappaport even said earlier today, it does not seem like anybody has called the Falcons yet trying to trade for Kirk Cousins this far into the season. So if it's Mac Jones, right, that's one right there. Justin Fields is out, so Tyrod Taylor's two. Mariota's three. Browning versus Carson Wentz is 4 and 5. Is that all of the backups that will be playing this weekend?
Five is the number I'm seeing, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you want to like talk about some weirdness with the Dart Russell Wilson situation. I probably wouldn't count that, but I think we're at five.
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't count that either. Yeah. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. How do teams respond when you're missing your starting quarterback? Everybody needs to come together, and you have to play complementary football. I think that's the obvious one right there. Like, if the Vikings are going to win with Carson Wentz, they need to get him the ball inside the 50 at least once in the game. Same with Washington and Marcus Mariota. You just can't ask a backup who has had a limited number of snaps or a limited number of days at practice with the ones to go out there and throw the ball 35 times. I think the number is like 28. Washington can win with about 28 pass attempts from Marcus Mariota. That's what I feel is what would be the right number right there. That's not going to be possible if they find themselves down by 14 points, right? You got to be able to get a lead. You got to be able to get defensive stops, consistent defensive stops, back-to-back defensive stops there. But for Mariota to win this game, I do think it's below 28 attempts. He played three times for Washington last season. You're not going to count the Browns one where he only had three attempts, but against Carolina, played three quarters, 18 of 23. Against Dallas, played the second half, 15 of 18. That's great. I mean, just fantastic completion percentage, an average about 81%, two touchdowns in each game, zero interceptions. He has not turned the ball over in a Commanders uniform. So I think that's the same around the league here for all those backups that are playing. How does an offense limit their quarterback to just 28 attempts? You got to be able to run the football. You got to stay out of short third and long, right? Because third and short situations, you can certainly run. I think third and three or less, you could run the football. And especially with Washington and how much they went for it on fourth down last season, that you have to stay ahead of the chains. You have to eliminate negative plays. That's why I'm looking at Tunsil. Like, we can't afford to have a Laremy Tunsil false start or a holding penalty. Same with Josh Connerly on the other side. We have had so many mistakes this season already. The Commanders penalty issue was an issue in preseason. It's bled into the regular season. That has got to end now. All right, you've had a full week plus 2 days to practice and to work through some things here of the mistakes that you were making. And so that has to be cleaned up. It has to be a much better performance by the entire team. I do believe it starts with defensive stops. It starts with holding the Vegas Raiders to 20 or below points to give your team a chance to win with a couple successful offensive drives. So I'm looking forward to this contest. Of course, I want to see Jaden Daniels play. And I was really holding out hope that he would practice today. Dan Quinn said, yeah, he practices in a limited way, but we're holding him out. All right. The decision's been made. It's been taken out of my hands. Now it's up to me and this fan base to support Marcus Mariota here in this start on Sunday against the Vegas Raiders. And I believe in him. But more importantly, the coaching staff and this locker room believes in Marcus Mariota because they've seen him have success in this league. They saw him win two games last season for the Washington Commanders. We all said it was a win this offseason for three reasons, right? You brought back Cliff Kingsbury. Yes. You brought in Laremy Tunsil to protect the blind side for your starting quarterback, and you didn't let Marcus Mariota go. So you brought back your backup from last season that you trusted. And I keep going back to the fact that they brought him in when this staff came to Washington. It was Sam Howell, right? And Sam Hartman was here. And they came in and they said, all right, we're going to bring in Marcus Mariota and we draft Jaden Daniels. But Mariota was brought in because they thought he was the right quarterback for Cliff Kingsbury's system and the right quarterback to mentor a young guy in Jaden Daniels. Well, now we get to see how that plays out on the field on Sunday. Cliff Kingsbury has no excuses. This is one of the quarterbacks that you trusted. Let's see him go out and execute your offense to the best of his abilities. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. This is the new Sports Radio 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back switching these up. College football locally and around the nation. The best games and the best bets with Moneyline Math. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football in town. The 804 broadcast game of the week is Verina at Hermitage. Gary Hess, Gary Criswell will be on the call. You will hear the Hokies on Saturday against Wofford. Richmond's home for Who's Talking, all things UVA athletics Mondays here on 910 The Fan. Joining us right now for a little college football best bets and best games, it's our buddy Ryan McIntyre. Moneyline Mac, what's up, dude?
Hey, Juan, what's up, man? Happy Friday, Football Friday.
Absolutely. So, Stubb, why don't you let the audience know how our buddy Moneyline Mac has fared so far this season?
Well, this week we went 6-4. I'm going to say the biggest loss was him picking Tech over ODU, but that was a loss for all of us. And it's putting him at 13 correct, 7 wrong. It's a great start.
Yeah.
There we go.
Plus 6 units right there. Mac, what is your best bet for this week of college football?
So I'll stay in the ACC. I think we're getting a nice discount on the Dukies right now. Coming at home, I know they've lost back-to-back home games. Just back-to-back games. They lost that game to Illinois in a tough fashion where they lost a turnover battle by 5. But I think they're better than their 1-2 record. I think they're good defensively. I think Mensa will get them right here. They're laying 2.5 at home against NC State, who is still undefeated, but I think a little bit fraudulent for an undefeated team heading the road here. I'll take the Dukies laying the 2.5.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I do think Mensa is better than Duke's 1-2 record has shown as their starting quarterback taking over this year. Let's get to the game that I'm looking forward to most, SMU TCU.
Yeah, the final Iron Skillet Bowl here, which is a long rivalry. Unfortunately, this is another rivalry we're losing with conference expansion and then these weird schedules. So I'm going to lay it with TCU. I'm seeing them, what, -6.5 right now. Love this offense with Josh Hoover. We got to see it on display against Belichick Monday Night Football to start the year. But SMU, this is a revenge game. SMU ran up the score last year. Sonny Dykes was thrown out of the game. And I think that this is kind of a statement game for TCU once again on the national stage here. So SMU's defense has struggled so far this year against Baylor and everybody else. So I think TCU moves the ball at will. I will lay the 6.5 with the Frogs.
We got Moneyline Mac with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. South Carolina quarterback Lenoris Sellers could play against Missouri. It's questionable. It kind of seems like he will be available to play for them this weekend. Is this a bounce back spot for South Carolina at Mizzou?
I think it is. I don't think that they're going to win the game outright, but I mean they're getting what 10.5 right now. So getting double digits, they got embarrassed at home last weekend in front of their home fans, losing by 24 in the game. Sellers had to leave. Beamer historically has been really good as an underdog. So kind of he's a big get up spot, us against the world type game. So I think South Carolina in the foxhole against a Missouri team that's undefeated, feeling fat and happy coming into this game. I'll take the points.
Auburn, Oklahoma, and you know, you've been one that kind of put it into our minds that John Mateer could be a Heisman favorite right now. Who do you mm-hmm. think wins that matchup?
This game's got a lot of storylines. Jackson Arnold going back to Oklahoma, where he was the starting quarterback last year. These two teams played a crazy game last year where Auburn was leading the entire game at home, and then Oklahoma has two pick sixes to end it and steals the game there. I'm going to take the points with Auburn. They're getting 7 right now. I think we get a one-possession game. I know Venables' defense will be able to get after Arnold here, but I think that this is a little bit inflated just because of the Mateer hype, even though I am one of the people that's been hyping up Mateer. But give me Auburn and the points. I'll take the 7.
Moneyline Mac with us here going through the best bets and best games of the weekend. That is college football. You know, it just kind of feels like a weak slate. What is your overall view on week 4 in college football?
Well, next weekend's going to be the big hype weekend with those two primetime games, Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Penn State. But I think whenever we come into a weekend and we say, this one feels a little bit light, that's usually when chaos happens. So you got really good games like Texas Tech and Utah. I think it's going to be a classic. I think Michigan, Nebraska has got some pop to it. And then the two teams that were surprise teams, Illinois, Indiana, who would have thought that 2 years ago that Illinois and Indiana would be the primetime NBC game, both in the top 20 undefeated?
Yeah, congrats to Kurt Cignetti getting off to a really good start there with the Hoosiers. So, speaking of next week, there's a massive game at Scott Stadium in Charlottesville, Virginia. First time you've been able to say that in a long time, especially under the lights there as Virginia will host Florida State. And that's why this, to me, feels like a trap game Saturday night at home under the lights hosting Stanford.
It does. The only thing is that Stanford is off that big 13-point underdog win outright against Boston College. And I know this kind of sounds really square, but I'm just going to blindly fade West Coast teams coming east, 3 time zones, and I'm going to do the same when the East Coast teams go out west. We've seen East Coast teams struggle at the West Coast for so many years in the same coming east. So I'm actually going to lay the points with the Wahoos here. I think that they're pretty good offensively. I think this is Tony Elliott's best team, and I'm really looking forward to that game in Charlottesville next Friday night.
Yeah, it definitely feels like it's Tony Elliott's best team. Chandler Morris has gotten off to a really good start to the season. Looking forward to seeing what they can do at home offensively this weekend. The Coach Pry era is over. Finito at Virginia Tech. Loved the guy. I thought he brought great energy and recruited well. I wanted it to work. It did not. In comes Philip Montgomery, who Brent Pry handpicked to take over as the offense coordinator. I don't know that they really discussed a situation in which he would take over as offense coordinator and then become the head coach with Pry getting fired. He'll get things started easily, it feels like, hopefully, at home against Wofford to maybe get his first win, and then you look forward to the ACC schedule. I like how he said, look, we have a chance to rewrite our own history, and it inspired me, and I'll certainly be paying attention throughout the rest of the season to see if he can get the program going in the right direction. But you cover college football extensively. Give us a few names that make sense for Virginia Tech. Is there a guy that you think could lead this program back to being a top-tier team in the ACC?
I think the names that I keep hearing is Jimbo Fisher, just because he's from the state of West Virginia. But I do think that there's other guys that that are at the mid-major ranks that are really good coaches. I don't know that they would take the job just because maybe they're waiting out on potentially an SEC job. Galesh down at South Florida, we've seen what they've been able to do. He's kind of an outside-the-box type hire as well. He's a Josh Heupel guy. And then the other one, I like Bob Chesney at JMU. I thought he did a great job at Holy Cross. I think that they will continue to be a solid program. So Chesney's another guy that I would look at. And then, I mean, the home run hire would be Shane Beamer if he wanted to come home. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he'll stay at South Carolina. And then I don't be surprised if that Michael Vick thing gets a lot of steam, which is how much success Deion has had. And in this NIL portal era, I think that actually has more legs than we think.
So I have seen the Michael Vick report. I don't think this is the coaching cycle that he would get recognized.
Agreed.
Or even get an interview. Mike Jones, who will actually be joining the show in about 20 minutes, reported that D'Angelo Hall has made it very clear he's interested in the job. He has had NFL coaching experience at the assistant level. I don't think this is the right cycle for him, but I do think eventually a former player will take over. I'm wondering why we haven't heard more about Bruce Arians being hired as like a general manager or something.
He may not want to come back to the college ranks, but I mean, we saw what Ron Rivera now. We've seen Andrew Luck go to the GM role. I could see Bruce Arians being in the GM role because I don't think he wants to get back into coaching. But it's just a matter of how much these guys really want to get into the college ranks because it's more of a grind than the NFL.
Yeah, but I kind of think that they need to hire the GM first and then the coach, and we'll see which direction they go. Right now, it's a very awkward situation because Whit Babcock, the current athletic director, is not going to really be involved in hiring the new coach, which means you're going to have a non-football guy kind of make a very important decision, and that kind of is frustrating for sure.
Yeah, this is a big cycle for the Hokies, especially with the report that they're at the bottom tier of the funding in the ACC. So I was surprised to see them come in at that low on the totem pole just because of the strong presence in the Nova area and having all that money up there. But I think that Hokie fans will run back and back this program. They just need to see a winner. They need to see a product. They need something to be excited about. It's been two back-to-back underwhelming hires with Pry and Fuentes.
Yeah, and really, it starts with the quarterback position. Michael Vick took this team to new heights. Then was Marcus, Tyrod Taylor, Randall. They've had others that have had a lot of success. Drones just has not been the guy, unfortunately. And I don't think any of the backups like Pop Watson are the guy either. Moneyline Mac, any other bets you'd like to give out, man? Always appreciate you joining the show.
Yeah, I'll fire away five in a row here to end. I like Utah, -3 against Texas Tech. I think that a tough spot for Texas Tech going all the way out to the mountains here. And Utah's really good in the trenches. Kyle Whittingham, historically. I like Nebraska against Michigan tomorrow. I like Matt Rhule in year 3. I don't trust that Michigan offense, so I will take the 2.5 with Nebraska. I'll take Florida. I know they've looked awful, but I think that this is now or never for Billy and Napier getting 9.5. I'll take Cignetti in Indiana laying the 6 against Illinois. And then in the final game, I will take San Diego State. I think that they are live in that game against Cal. Cal coming off the big Minnesota win. I'll take the 13.5.
He places them, we track them here on AWOD Radio. Check him out as a host on The College Experience, TCE on SGPN. Follow him on Twitter at @Moneyline_Mac. Thanks again, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks, AWOD.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we have our Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool, and we've got three people that have already survived and advanced to week four because they selected the Thursday night football matchup between Buffalo and the Miami Dolphins and went with the Bills. Ended up being a solid Thursday night football game. Like I said earlier, Stubb, you tell me your thoughts here. It just felt like Miami was never going to win that game. They were going to keep it close because their coach is, you know, coaching for his job. But I've just felt like the whole time the only way they would win is if they scored the last touchdown to tie it and then went for two.
Yeah, a lot had to happen. At one point, I saw that Tua had an average throw distance of minus the yard, like the line of scrimmage.
He was throwing it backwards
in that game,
a lot.
Dude. I just never thought that the Bills were in any danger of losing. And then they just really just the roughing the punter and then that Tua interception just can't close out like that.
No, I mean, you got to give the Dolphins credit defensively. They kept themselves in it. You know, they even said on the broadcast, it was kind of similar to last Thursday where one team was completely, it felt like demolishing a team and winning all over the stat sheet, but yet it was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Miami absolutely had a chance to come down the field and tie it, just never felt like they were going to win, and Buffalo's defense gets the big stop on the interception to go on and win by 10. So that is a victory for those in our survivor pool. I have not locked in. I'm going back and forth. So, Stubb, let's discuss this here. I want to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home against the New York Jets, a backup quarterback in Tyrod Taylor against the NFL savant at the quarterback position. Baker Mayfield is 382 passing yards, 5 touchdowns to start the season, getting his team once again to a 2-0 start. Bucks always start hot, and then they slow down, and then they usually finish strong and end up winning their division. So that is the game that I'm leaning towards. The only other one that's really catching my eye is, well, what if All right. I've taken the Bengals. I've taken the Ravens. What if I took the pack to beat the Browns? They're 2-0. They're going on the road against Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns, who have not looked good at all to start this season. The Packers look like, you know, Super Bowl threats. I mean, they look like the best team actually in the NFC. I think they've been better 2 weeks into the season actually than the Philadelphia Eagles. So I'm leaning back and forth between the Packers over the Browns and that Bucs game. I think I'm going to end up locking in the Bucs just because they are at home. But I'm pretty confident in the Packers as well.
Yeah, I think at a point you're playing the who you're going to want to have down the line game. I think I'm in agreement. I think Packers look like the best team in the NFC. Do you want to be without the Ravens and the Packers just 3 weeks in versus a Tampa Bay team that we know is going to regress? That's why I'm going with the Seahawks, personally, at home taking on New Orleans. I don't see another week I would take Seattle, but against Spencer Rattler-led Saints at Seattle, I feel real confident that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm locking in the Bucs because I want to be able to use the Packers later on in the season. Seahawks are, you know, one of the bigger favorites. It might be the biggest favorite on the board this entire weekend.
Yeah.
Because the game Thursday has ended, that was the bigger spread before that. So I do like Seattle. The thing is I just haven't loved what Sam Darnold has brought. I like their defense. Sam Darnold, though, two interceptions already to start this season, just two games in. I feel like he only had like four interceptions all of last season. He was, you know, so accurate for the Minnesota Vikings. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So here's what we've still got to get to on the final hour of the show. It is a Football Friday, which means we need to give out the NFL Certified Game of the Week, personally guaranteeing the football fans around the country that this game that I choose will be worth your viewing time, will be worth sitting in front of a TV, focusing on that game, not, you know, watching it on Renzo, not checking the box score later. Every week we guarantee one game will be worth your viewing. You got so much going on Sundays. You got to take the kids to practice or to a game. A lot of people like to hit a grocery store on Sunday and get geared up for the full week ahead of them. There's only one game that I guarantee you have to watch. That's that we give out on the Certified NFL Game of the Week. I've got my keys to victory, pathway to success for the Washington Commanders to win with backup quarterback Marcus Mariota getting the start against his former team, the Vegas Raiders, at home, Northwest Stadium. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. 1 p.m. kickoff, 3 hours of either side of kickoff. 10 a.m. starts the pregame show, and the postgame show will run probably past 4 p.m. right here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's a Football Friday. The high school football broadcast game of the week will be Verina at Hermitage. Should be a really good one. I'm looking forward to watching the box score and finding out who wins between my alma mater, South County, and they'll be taking on the pride of the 804, one of the best teams in the last 10 years, coached by Lauren Johnson. The Highland Springs Springers take on the South County Stallions on Friday Night Lights. And then, like we've mentioned, we've got some good college games going on Saturday as well that I'll give you my official predictions for at 2:30. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. When we return, we'll go around the National Football League, get his take on the battle of the backups this weekend. Longtime NFL reporter Mike Jones joins us next. You can follow his work online by Mike Jones as a national NFL writer for The Athletic. He's with us on the other side of this commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan and always available on the go with the Odyssey app.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.